الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ أخذ الله ميثاق النبيين لما آتيتكم من كتاب وحكمة ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه قال أأقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين صدق الله العظيم سورة آل عمران verse number 81 سورة آل عمران verse number 81 go home and ponder over it. Because in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the afdaliyah. He establishes the daraja, the first place, the chosen rank of being the leader of all the anbiya'i wal mursaleen and being the best of all the creation of Rabbul Alameen, Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. And this is the mithaq of an-nabiyyin. It is the covenant of the prophets. The covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took with all the prophets even before they came to this world. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant with all of us as human beings, as Bani Adam. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمْ مِنْ ذُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدُهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدَنَا أَنْ تَقُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. That is the mithaq of all human beings. That's the covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took with all the children of Adam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in this verse in the Holy Quran and called to mind when your Lord took from the backs of the children of Adam. Who did He take? He took their progeny. In other words, He unpacked us. He took Adam from his back, his children. And from their backs, their children. And from their backs, their children. And so on and so forth until the entire human race was gathered. We're in the precincts of Arafah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us witnesses against ourselves. He said, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ? Am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. They all said, you and I, each and every single one of us, each and every single human being that has ever been or is or will be, we all said, بَلَىٰ شَهِدَنَا. Allah said, am I not your Lord? And we all said, nay, certainly you are, O Allah. In the Arabic language, you have to answer a negative with a negative to make it a positive. If I say to you, alaysa kadhalik, is it not so? You can't say na'am, because na'am means yes. So if I say, is it not so? And you say yes, you're saying yes, it's not so. In Arabic, we say, alaysa kadhalik bala, is it not so? Nay, it is so. Am I not your Lord? أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدَنَا. They all said, each and every single human being, nay, certainly you are, O Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of the verse, أن تقولوا يوم القيامة, lest you should say on the day of judgment, إن عن هذا غافلين. إن كنا عن هذا غافلين. Indeed, we were heedless of this fact. Because you can't remember being there. I can't remember being there. No human being can remember being there in the world of the souls, gathered on the precincts of Arafah to make this covenant with Allah. Now, just like we all made a covenant with Allah, Allah took a covenant from us as human beings. Out of those human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant with all the anbiya. Also, before they came to this world. And this is the Mithaq al-Nabiyyin. What is this Mithaq about? What is this covenant about that Allah took specifically with the prophets? We've covered the covenant that He took with us. General covenant to worship Him. Specific covenant for all the Anbiya wal Mursaleen. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And call to mind when Allah took the covenant of the prophets. لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ. لِمَا, it also comes in the tafsir, لَمَهْمَا, meaning whatever. لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ. Whatever I have given you of revelation and wisdom. And then, ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ. Then there comes to you a messenger. Meaning at whatever time you might find yourself, whether it be in the time of Adam, whether it be in the time of Musa, whether it be in the time of Isa, it doesn't matter. ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. Then there comes to you a messenger confirming all that which is with you. Now that can only be referring to one. There's difference of opinion amongst the scholars, and I love that. I love that. You know, because after our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, laysa ma'suman ba'da rasulillah salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. After Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no more infallibility. He's not just the seal of the prophets and the messengers, or by default. By default of being the seal of the prophets and the messengers, he is also the seal of infallibility. Because al-isma, infallibility, only belongs to them. After them, no more infallibility. Al-kullu yukhti'un wa yusibun. Everybody has the potential of being right and the potential of being wrong. So when we find differences of opinion, it shouldn't upset us. It shouldn't cause dissension and disunity. Why? Because at the end of the day, it is ijtihad. It is interpretive judgment. As long as it is based and found within the boundaries of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it should be respected. So the one opinion and the one that I'm inclined to is the opinion of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, karramallahu wajhahu wa radiyallahu an, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, who is none other than the Sahabi that was made dua for by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, Allahumma faqihu fi ddeen wa alimhu ta'wil. Oh Allah, give him understanding in the religion and teach him the interpretation of the Quran. So the tafsir of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma and others is that this can only be referring to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are some scholars that say, no, it's referring to any messenger that comes. In other words, the next messenger, the successor. But I'm inclined to the opinion that this can only refer to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the only one that can confirm everything that came before him. That can only be done by the last one. The last one is the only one that can confirm from the first one to the second last one. And that is Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. You see, we do not differentiate between the prophets, between the messengers, in terms of believing in them and accepting them as anbiya and as mursaleen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that does not mean that they have different ranks. It does not mean that they don't have different ranks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدَ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. And indeed, we have favored some of the prophets over others. Allah is saying it clearly. وَلَقَدَ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. We have indeed favored some of the prophets over others. How has Allah favored them? Well, as it comes to the hadith, 124,000 prophets. Allahu alam, there is not yaqeen in that. It is a riwayah that we accept on its merit, and it is a number, Allahu alam, as to the authenticity thereof. 124,000 prophets, anbiya, out of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made 313, in another riwayah, 314, in another narration, 315 of them, Mursaleen. But not every Nabi is a Rasul. Why? Because the Anbiya, they have all received revelation. But only those Anbiya that are then commanded by Allah to propagate that revelation, they are what we call Rusul. And that's why when we look, when we study Aqeedah, and we study An-Nubuwat, prophethood, we see that there are three essential qualities for every Nabi, and a fourth one for every Rasul. The three that are essential for every Nabi is, number one, as-siddiq, to tell the truth. Number two, al-isma, infallibility. They don't sin. Number three, al-fatana wal-hikmah, great wisdom and intelligence. And the fourth one that has been given to the Rusul, which qualifies them as Rusul, is the quality of tabligh, of propagation. That which they have received from Allah, they have to propagate it, as commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what makes them Rusul in the first place. So we have a clear indication by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that certain prophets have been favored over others. Who are they? The prophets that have been made messengers. The anbiya that have been made mursaleen. And then we look at the mursaleen, the 313 or 315. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even favored some of them over others. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Tilka ar-rusul faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. And these messengers, we have favored some of them over others. And who are they? Well, number one, we have, out of those 313 odd, we have 25 that have been favored by being mentioned in the Holy Quran. And out of those 25, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected 5, which He has named Ulul Azmi min ar-Rusul. Ulul Azm, those who had the greatest resolve and perseverance in performing their duties and in their commitment to giving over the message of La ilaha illallah. And who are they? None other than Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and Nabiyuna Muhammad khayrul anam salawatu rabbihi wassalamuhu alayhi. So we've gone from 124,000, 313, 25, 5. Now, is there a position for number one? Is there a position for number one? Has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even favored, out of these 5, has He favored one over the rest? And the answer is yes. And the proof lies in this verse, according to the tafsir of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib and Abdullah ibn Abbas, and also a hadith which we will look at a little bit later, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Right now, let's go back to the verse. Surah Ali Imran, verse number 81. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. And call to mind when Allah took the covenant with the prophets. whatever I gave to you of revelation and wisdom. And then, no matter what I've given you, at what time I gave it to you, and then there comes to you a messenger confirming that which is with you, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. Then you must believe in him. And you must aid him. Ibn Abbas in the tafsir of this ayah, he says, it is as if Allah is saying, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مُحَمَّدْ. Allah is saying to who? To all the Anbiya, all 124,000 of them. If Muhammad comes, وَأَنْتَ حَيْ, and you're alive, what must you do? لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. You must believe in him, and you must aid him. And then they were commanded, according to Ibn Abbas, radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhuma, that they then had to tell their people, the people that they were sent to, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ وَأَنْتُمْ أَحْيَا, that if Muhammad comes to you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are alive, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ, then you must believe in him, وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ, and you must aid him, وَلَتَتَّبِعَنَّ, and you must follow him. And you must follow him. In as far as the hadith is concerned, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, he said in a hadith, U'titu khamsan lam yu'tahunna ahadun min al-anbiya'i qabli. He said, I have been given five things which no prophet has been given before me. In one narration of the hadith, he uses the word fuddiltu ala al-anbiya'i bisittin. Fuddiltu. There's that word. Faddala, yufaddilu tafdilan, which means to be granted favor above. Like Allah said, وَلَقَدَ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, above all the other prophets, بِسِتِّن, with six things. The narration that I initially read out deals with only five. One narration deals with only four. But I'll give them to you. What are those things that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was favored with over all the other prophets? عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. On all of them be the peace, blessings, and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. He said, number one, Nusirtu bil-ru'bi masirata shahrin. Nusirtu bil-ru'bi. He said, I have been aided with ru'b. What is ru'b? Ru'b is the fear that Allah puts into the hearts of the enemies of Islam. Masirata shahrin, even if they are man, 1 month's journey away. So whether they be 1 month's journey away from Medina, whether they are coming from Yemen or they're coming from Iraq or they're coming from wherever they might be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put such fear, ru'b, extreme fear, into the hearts of the enemies of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the enemies of Islam and the Muslimin. Number two, qala wa ju'ilat li al-ardu masjidan wa tahura. He said, the whole earth has been made as a masjid for my ummah. The whole earth has been made as a masjid. And that is why, and in fact, he continues, he says, فَأَيُّمَا رَجُلٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي أَدْرَكَتُ الصَّلَاةِ أَوْ أَدْرَكَتُ الصَّلَاةُ فَلْيُصَلِّي. So wherever a person from my ummah, if the time of salah comes, then let them go and pray. Not look around, oh, there's no masjid, okay, we don't have to pray. Jamaat al-Muslimin, the last two words that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam uttered when he left this dunya, as-salah, as-salah. As-salah, as-salah, the last two words that left his mouth. Salawatu rabbu salamu alayhi. Wherever we are, if it's time for salah, we pray. The whole earth has been made as a masjid for our Prophet Muhammad, where they are not looking. Salah in itself, you must hear how many people have embraced Islam just by seeing Muslims sincerely pray. And Jamaat al-Muslimin, we are living in a dark and difficult time. There are many, many of our Muslims that are not praying. Especially when you go to the universities And you see what's happening to our youth. Salah is the last rung of the ladder that we as an ummah are holding on to for dear life. The top rung of the ladder is governance. We let go of that long time ago. Governance, we let go of that long time ago. What's the last thing we're holding on to for dear life? Salah. We leave that, khalas, no more deen. We've got nothing. As-salah imaduddin, man aqama faqada aqama deen, wa man taraka faqada hadama deen. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that salah is the main pillar of this deen. Whoever upholds it has upheld their deen, and whoever leaves it has destroyed their deen. But this topic tonight is not about salah, but everything is about salah. Everything revolves around salah. As-salah, as-salah, as-salah. What did Aisha say, radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anha? Qalat. May Allah be pleased with her and all the wives of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did she say? She said, An-Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kan yuda'ibuna wa nuda'ibuhu yukallimuna wa nukallimuhu فإذا حضرت الصلاة كأنه لا يعرفنا ولا نعرفه. She used to say that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to play with us and we played with him. And he used to talk to us and we talked to him. But when the time for salah came, it was as if he did not know us and we did not know him. وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. He says, the coolness of my eyes, meaning the greatest pleasure for me in this world, has been made in the salah. أَرِحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَالِ. Bring our peace and tranquility through it, O Bilal, when the Prophet commanded him to make the adhan. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's been given نُصِرْتُ بِالرُّعْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed fear in the enemies of Islam, into their hearts. Number two, the whole earth has been made as a masjid. Wa tahura. In other words, the earth is pure for us to pray on. Number three, wa uhillat li al-ghanaim. The spoils of war have been made lawful for me. Number four, wa kana an-nabiyyu yub'athu ila qawmihi khasatan wa bu'ithtu ila an-nasi kaffa. He said, number four, of the favors that Allah has granted me over the rest of the Anbiya, is that every Nabi was sent to his people. But I have been sent to the whole world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We have not sent thee except as a mercy to all the world, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not sent thee except as one who suffices as an example to be followed. Not just to be admired, but to be followed. He suffices as an example to be followed for all peoples and for all times until the last hour. Allahu Akbar. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just somebody that we admire, and yes, we can sit all day and we can make the beautiful salawat and we can read beautiful qasa'id. Nothing wrong with that. Madh al-Nabawi. Read the Burda if you like. But at the end of the day, Jamaatul Muslimin, this deen is not just about lip service. Yes, part of it is physically saying, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Salawatu Rabbi Salamu Alayhi. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Holy Quran, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Don't be stingy. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. The stingiest person, said our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the one that hears my name but does not put peace, salutations and blessings upon me. And it's for our benefit. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not need our salawat, even though he benefits from it, but he doesn't need it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already established, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ We have elevated your remembrance, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have elevated your remembrance. Al-As ibn Wa'il. You know, I physically had to go onto Google to double check his name because I always forget his name. In fact, in some riwayat, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'it, he is the culprit. The one who said to Quraysh, when he was standing and talking to the Prophet ﷺ by the door, the Prophet's son had just passed away. And so when he went back to Quraysh, they said, who are you speaking to? He said, Dhalik al-Abtar. He said, al-Abtar, Abtar literally means to be cut off. So what he's mocking the Prophet ﷺ saying, that because his son died, he won't be remembered. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, min fawqa sab'at tibaq, from above the seventh heaven, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We've given you that kawthar, the fountain in the Jannah. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice. Inna shani'aka. Indeed, the one who insults you, huwa al-abtar. He is the one that will be cut off from remembrance. Nobody remembers his name. But yet, there is no name on earth that is used more to name new human beings that come into this world every day than the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has already uplifted his and elevated his remembrance. In actual fact, the Mufassirun, they say, when Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ أَيْ لَا أُذْكَرْ إِلَّا وَذِكْرُكَ مَقْرُونٌ مَعَ ذِكْرِي. As if Allah is saying that I am not mentioned except that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are mentioned when I am mentioned. Jamaat al-Muslimin, you know down under? Actually, that's more Australia. I think New Zealand is a little bit of a mixture, the accent between Australia and South Africa. You put the two together and then you get the Kiwi. I was looking the other day. There are towns, like small towns in New Zealand, where there are masajid and Muslim communities. I mean, that's the furthest corner of the earth. Now, I'm sure maybe even if we go to the Antarctica, you'll probably find some Malaysian, you know, scientific laboratory there with a little musalla and they're making salah. Muslims are everywhere. As our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted, لَيَبُلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ. That this matter of Islam will reach all the parts of the world that the day and the night have reached. بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ بِذِلِّ ذَلِيلٍ. By the might of the one whom Allah has made mighty. Or through the humiliation of the one whom Allah has humiliated. Allah will even use people like Donald Trump to spread Islam. You know, every time they say something against the Muslims, more people come to the Deen of Islam. How do you explain that? Allah. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah completes and perfects His light even if the disbelievers dislike it. This is the Deen of Allah. This Deen is going to spread غَصْبًا عَنَّا. Whether you and I take part in it or not, it's going to spread. The question should be then to us from ourselves, do we want to be a part of it? لِيَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِمَّا طَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسِ. For one person to be guided at your hands, says our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is better than everything that the sun rises on in the morning. Better than the dunya and everything in it. But that's if we want to be a part of it. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, yes, we put the salawat on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as we can, especially if we want his shafa'ah. Wajibat shafa'ati. In actual fact, that's one of the five things that he's been given that favors him over all the other anbiya, is that he's been granted a shafa'ah. If we go further in the hadith, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وحلت لي الغنائم وكان النبي يبعث إلى قومي خاصة وبعثت إلى الناس كافة وأعطيت الشفاعة. He said that every prophet was sent to his people, I was sent to the whole world. قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا. Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O mankind, I am the messenger of Allah to you all. I am the messenger of Allah to you all. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say. But our beloved Prophet only lived 63 years. Who's going to carry his flag? Alhamdulillah, the Sahaba did. And they took Islam from as far as the Pyrenees Mountains in France to as far as Guangzhou in China. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, his qabr is in China. Within the space or within the time span of 70 years. And after them, the Tabi'een and the Tabi'een. وَمَنْ تَبِعُهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ And those who follow them, بِإِحْسَانٍ What is إِحْسَانٍ أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى to worship Allah as if you see Him. In other words, striving for excellence, to be the true ambassadors of Islam إلى يوم الدين until the last hour. وَعُطِيتُ الشَّفَاعَ And the fifth thing He says in this riwayah, the fifth thing that I have been given is I've been granted the intercession on the day of يوم القيامة when the sun comes so close to the earth of resurrection. Why do I say that? Because it'll be a new earth and it'll be a new heavens. And I'm not making that up. It's in the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُولَهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُ انْتِقَامٍ يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرِ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ Do not think for one second that Allah will break His promise to His messengers. Indeed, Allah is almighty, most capable of taking retribution. Most capable of taking retribution. So wherever you see Muslims being oppressed and you see the du'as, especially of those mothers, of those children, of the oppressed, whoever they might be, know that the du'a of the oppressed is answered by Allah. Allah is most capable of taking retribution on behalf of His servants. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها مستجابة ولو بعد حين ولو كان كافرا وعليه كفر. Beware of the dua of the oppressed person because it is answered by Allah. Even if it be after a while, even if the oppressed person be a disbeliever, they will answer for their disbelief. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُ انْتِقَامٌ يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرِ الْأَرْضِ The day when this earth will be exchanged for another earth. وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ And these heavens will be exchanged for other heavens. Now there's even a scientific hypothesis as to how this is going to happen. In fact, that's an hypothesis in the scientific fraternity. For us, it's a fact in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ نَطْوِ السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ سِجِّلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيد وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين The day when we shall roll up the heavens like a scroll. Just like we began it for the first time. Whatever you want to call it. Big Bang, inflation theory, the expanding universe, critical mass, the big crunch going back to its point of origin. Everything will disappear. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام Everyone will disappear. Everyone will perish, says Allah. And only Allah will remain. And if you wanting to know about, what about everything? Allah has already covered that. كل شيء هالك إلا وجه Everything will perish and only Allah will remain. And then Allah will create a new earth and new heavens, and that is where the resurrection will take place. And when that new earth is approached by that new sun, to the degree where the people standing there, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ And they will all be standing up and looking on for the one, the compeller, in the grandest courtroom, in front of the highest judge. And people will, some people be up to their ankles in sweat, up to their knees in sweat, up to their shoulders in sweat. Some people will be drowning in their sweat. And people will be so scared on that day. People will be so fearful on that day. And people will be running to the different prophets and asking them, intercede, intercede. Ishfa'lana, ishfa'lana. And what will they be saying? Lastu laha, lastu laha. It's not for me, it's not for me. Until we go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's been made wajib, wajibat shafa'ati. It's been made compulsory for the one that makes ikthar, that puts a lot of salutations on our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when we go to him and we say, ishfa'lana, ishfa'lana, he will say, ana laha, ana laha. He said, I am for it, I am for it. And he will go and prostrate in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he, what will he say? Nafsi, nafsi? No. He will say, ummati, ummati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us steadfast as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So clearly here, in the verse and in the hadith, and in actual fact, there are two other things that have been mentioned. Utitu jawami'ul kalim. I've been given jawami'ul kalim, is the ability to say something in a few words, but to have great meaning. Qalilul mabani, kathirul ma'ani. That's another thing that the Prophet has been given over and above what has been given to the other prophets. And the last one that has been mentioned in some of the riwayat, khutima bi an-nabiyyun, that prophethood has been sealed with me. Prophethood has been sealed with me. No more prophets after me. So this idea of people, and we know there has been a history of this, even though there might be a small community of people trying to say that prophethood is still open and that there are other prophets to come. That is kufr. And anybody who says it is out of the fold of Islam. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the seal of prophethood. The last prophet, the last messenger. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the father of any of you men, but indeed he is the seal, he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he say in that beautiful hadith? He said, مثلي ومثل الأنبياء من قبلي كمثل رجل بنى بيتا فأحسنه وأجمله إلا مودع لبنة في الزاوية فجعل الناس يطوفون حوله يعجبون له يقولون هلا ودعت هذه اللبنة فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا لبنة وأنا خاتم النبيين. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم, the likeness of me and the likeness of the prophets who came before me is the likeness of a man who built a house. He built it well and he made it beautiful, except for one missing brick in the corner of the house. Look at the humility. He doesn't say the main brick, you know, on top of the front door. He says, no, except for one missing brick. Where? In the corner of the house. Then he made the people go around the house, being amazed by the house, saying, when is this brick going to be placed? He said, I'm the brick and I'm the seal of the prophets sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, he didn't come like a big boulder to crush the old house. That's so many of us, you know, when we buy a new house, especially if it's dilapidated, we throw it down and we build a new house. No, he didn't come to build a new house. That's why Islam is Islam in terms of belief. Listen to me carefully. In terms of belief, La ilaha illallah has never changed. Why? Because Allah doesn't change. لِأَنَّهُ تَعَالَ كَانَ وَلَا مَكَانَ وَهُوَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ قَبْلَ خَلْقِ الْمَكَانِ لَمْ يَتَغَيْرْ عَمَّا كَانَ عَلِمَ مَا كَانَ وَعَلِمَ مَا يَكُونَ وَعَلِمَ مَا سَيَكُونَ وَعَلِمَ مَا لَا يَكُونُ وَلَوْ كَانَ كَيْفَ كَانَ يَكُونَ. Because Allah was without place. And he is as he was before place was created. And he has not changed from that which he was. He knows that which was, and he knows that which is, and he knows that which will be, and he knows that which will not be, and if it had to be, how it would be. This is Allah. Allah doesn't change. So therefore, belief in Him does not change. And that's what we try and always convey to our Christian brothers in humanity. That how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands of years send messengers to teach mankind that Allah is one? Even in the Old Testament, Isaiah 45 and 46, I am God and there are none else but me. In the Quran, Ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana. This is something that is immutable, does not change. So this is the same Islam that was given to Adam. La ilaha illallah. The only thing that has changed or evolved in the time of Nabi Nuh, Nuh Rasulullah. He was the law and the way. وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. And for all of you, we have made for you a law and a way. In the time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. He was the law and the way. The time of Musa alayhi salam, شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. He was given the Torah. He then represented the law and the way. Isa was given the Injil, شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. He then represented the law and the way. That's the only thing that evolved. And this is another thing to consider in terms of the favor that Allah has granted Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the rest of all of the prophets and messengers, over all the anbiya wal mursaleen, is that Allah chose him, al-Mustafa. He chose him sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the one who would receive the final revelation given to him as the final messenger in the completion, perfection and culmination of the chosen law and way for all peoples and all times until the last hour. It was given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is no ordinary task. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. On this day, I have perfected your religion for you. La ilaha illallah, that hasn't changed. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is now the perfection. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and completed my favor upon you. The perfection and completion. Wa raditu lakum al-islama deena, and I have chosen for you this now completed version. You know, when you got a computer at home? What operating system you're running? Not Windows 98. Not Windows 2000. Before XP, there was actually a beta version called Longhorn. Anybody know about that? Then after XP, what came then? Then there was Vista. There was Vista. And then Windows 7. And then Windows 8. And now with Windows 10. And I tell the people, you know, especially when I speak to Christians or Jews, why? Because we are basically telling them, you guys need to download the final, like Ahmad Dirat always said, version. And that is Muhammadur Rasulullah. If you want to be a Muslim now, if you want to be a Muslim now, you have to say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the time of Nabi Ibrahim was a Muslim. The people that followed Nabi Ibrahim, they were Muslimun. What did he say? Well, first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he say about Nabi Ibrahim? مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Abraham was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian. Well, he couldn't be Yahudiyan, because the name Yahuda is the name of his great-grandson. And it's not possible that your religion can be named after your great-grandson whom you've never met. Because Yehuda is one of the 12 sons of Yaqub, of Jacob, who is the son of Isaac, who is the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he can't be Yahudiyan. And he can't be Nasraniyan, because Isa, who was born in Nasira, Nazareth, hasn't been born yet. And isn't going to be born for a few thousand years. So he can't be Yahudiyan, nor can he be Nasraniyan. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا. What's Hanif? Pure in faith. from the word hanf, which means al-mail, to turn away. Because Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he turned away from the worship of everyone and everything besides Allah. Hanifan, Musliman, what does that mean? Submitting and surrendering to Allah. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Oh Allah, oh our Lord, make us two Muslims. Who's he talking about? Himself and Ismail alayhi salam. Make us both Muslims, submitting and surrendering to you. And make of our progeny a Muslim ummah, ummatan muslimatan lak, for you. So they were Ribyun, Shimyun, Naphtali, Dan, Jad, Asakir, Binyamin, Yusuf. We all know Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. And a few others that their names do not come to my mind at this moment in time. They were all standing there. What were they? Were they Jews? La wallah. La wallah. إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِي, he said, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, what are you going to worship after me? قَالُوا, they said, the 12. Levi is another one. You know, that they named the genes after. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. What did they say? قَالُوا, نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. They said, we will worship your God and the God of your ancestors, Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac, one God, and we are to him مسلمون. You see, we think this name Muslim is like, you know, it's just like a label. No. This deen is not named anyone or any. So they were the Muslims of their time. Look, let's fast forward to the disciples. You know, the Christians, they talk about the disciples of Jesus, Peter and Barnabas and James and Jude and John of Zebedee and Stephen. What were they? Were they Christians? La wallah. What does Allah say about them? وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ لِلْحَوَارِيِّينَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And call to mind when Jesus, the son of Mary, said to the disciples, who are the helpers calling to God? They said, we are the helpers calling to God. We believe in God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just translating into English. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and we are submitting and surrendering to Allah. So they were the Muslims of their time. But in order to be a Muslim today, you have to have that final version. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So when we say that we are the representatives of Islam, you need to see it in the bigger picture, in the bigger scheme of things. Look where the world is going. Look how people around the world are abandoning God. They're abandoning scripture. We are all that is left. But you know what? We are also becoming like them. Maybe not in terms of our belief and in terms of our way of life, but in terms of our mindset. God for everyone and everyone for themselves. You know, tonight is the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal. The ulama, bittifaq, they agree that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on a Monday, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he was born Aam al-Fil, in the year of the elephant, when Abraha and his army was destroyed. Born on a Monday, born Aam al-Fil, but the exact day, we do not know. The Jumhur, the majority of scholars, say the 12th. And that is why I think it's an ideal opportunity for us to gather in the masjid to talk about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But not just lip service. Not just lip service. For us to make some introspection. Are we upholding the legacy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we carrying the flag that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind us? Because Jamaatul Muslimin, we are all that the world has left. After us, there's nothing. And so we have to grab it with both hands. And we have to go out there and represent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not just admire him. You know, saying I love Muhammad is very easy. Having the most beautiful Mahd al-Nabawi al-Qasida to sing about Muhammad is very easy. Maybe not for me because I don't have a good voice. But Jamaat al-Muslimin, the difficult part is proving our love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how do we do that? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to love. We have to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everything in this world besides Allah. Allah we love first. Allah is our greatest love. And then our love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in terms of the dunya, Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min nafsi wa walidihi wa walidihi wa nasi ajma'in. He does not have, or she for that matter, the person, the believer does not have true faith until I am more beloved to them than themselves, their parents, their children, and the whole of mankind. So we have to love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But is it just like, you know, أَتَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَأَنْتَ تُذْهِرُ حُبَّهُ إِنَّ هَذَا لَأَمْرٌ فِي الْقِيَاسِ شَنِيعُ لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَطَعْتَهُ إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُتِيعُ. The poet says, do you disobey Allah whilst you are openly showing love for Him? Indeed, in that, if analyzed, is a matter most despicable. If your love had been true, you would have obeyed Him. Indeed, the one who loves is most obedient to the one whom they love. So, to prove our love, firstly to Allah, and then by default to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what must we do? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you truly claim to love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you, and He will forgive you your sins. And He is oft forgiving and most merciful. And then our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, he says, "Man ahabba sunnati ahabbani, wa man ahabbani kana ma'ya fil jannah." Whoever loves my way of life, my character, because everything is about character. He says, "Innama bu'ithtu li utammima makarim al akhlaq." He said, "I have not been sent except to perfect the model code of character." أَقْرَبُكُمْ مَجْلِسًا إِلَيَّ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. Those who will be closest to me in sitting on the day of judgment are those who are of the best of character. Anas ibn Malik said, خَدَمْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَشْرِ سِنِينَ فَمَا قَالَ لِأُفٍّ قَتْ وَمَا قَالَ لِي لِشَيْءٍ فَعَلْتُ لِمَا فَعَلْتَ وَلَا لِشَيْءٍ تَرَكْتُ لِمَا تَرَكْتَ وَكَانَ أَحْسَنٌ مِنْ يَدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Anas ibn Malik, he said, I served the Messenger of Allah for 10 years. For 10 years I served him. And he didn't say once to me, like we would say to each other, Anas. Nor did he say to me about something I did, why did you do it? Nor did he say to me about something I didn't do, why didn't you do it? And he was the best of mankind in character. And I never smelt musk more sweeter than the sweat of the Messenger of Allah. Nor did I ever touch silk that was softer than the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, in this time of fitna, this time of fisq and fujur, we have to be increasing our knowledge. What did the Prophet say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Badiru bil amal. Make haste in doing good deeds. Fitanan ka qit'i al-layli al-muzlim. Why? Because there are trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. Yusbihu rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafiran. Some people will wake up in the morning, says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as believers and go to bed as disbelievers. Aw yumsi mu'minan wa yusbihu kafiran. Or go to bed as a believer and wake up as a disbeliever. Can you imagine losing your iman in your sleep? يَبِعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. They will sell their religion for a small price of the dunya. What's the thing that will save them? In the other narration of the hadith, إِلَّا مَنْ أَحْيَاهُ اللَّهُ بِالْعِلْمِ. Except the one whom Allah revives with knowledge. knowledge about Allah, knowledge about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, knowledge that is going to lift the veil from our eyes to see the dunya for what it is, in order that we should not extend our eyes. You know, for I think 5 or 6 weeks, we spoke about 2 verses from the Holy Quran on a Jumu'ah. We went into various aspects thereof, but it basically sums up everything. In Surah Taha, verse 131 and 132, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَ بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنُهُمْ فِيهِ وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't extend your eyes to that with which we have granted some of them enjoyment by giving them the adornment of this world, in order to test them therein. And the everlasting sustenance of your Lord in the hereafter is better and longer lasting. 132, and tell your family to pray and persevere with them in it. We don't ask you for sustenance. That's not your portfolio. Your portfolio is not sustenance. Your portfolio is not providence, Allah is telling us. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ. We shall sustain you. Our portfolio is worship. Our portfolio is putting our heads down. Our portfolio is maintaining our connection with Allah, following that example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And the ultimate success will be those who are conscious and mindful of Allah, through our true love in following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So on this occasion, Jamaatul Muslimin, as we remember and commemorate and call to mind the birth of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, Sahaba and I, my time is up now. The Sahaba, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, akhbirna an nafsik. Oh, Messenger of Allah, tell us about yourself. Tell us about yourself. He said, Ana da'watu Abi Ibrahim. I am the dua of my father Abraham. It's in the Quran. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّئِهِمْ إِنَّكَ عَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. That's the dua of Nabi Ibrahim. Oh Allah, send them a messenger from them, referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will recite your verses to them and will teach them the revelation and wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are the إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You're the Almighty, the Wise. وَأَنَا بُشْرَى عِيسَى. And I'm the glad tidings of Jesus, of Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ. And call to mind when Jesus, the son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, indeed, I am the messenger of Allah to you, confirming that which is with you of the Torah, and giving you the glad tidings of a messenger who is to come after me. His name is Ahmad. Ahmad. And that's why when you really, even, you know, if you look at what the Christians quote, what they believe Jesus to have said in the New Testament, in their Bible, when he said, I have many things to say unto thee, but ye cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, come, who's the Spirit of Truth? Who's the Spirit of Truth? You tell me tonight. Maybe not now, maybe even after Salat al-Isha, if it comes to your mind. If you know of anybody in the world, in the history of the world, that has been called by their enemies, their arch enemies that wanted them dead, As-Sadiq al-Amin, besides Muhammad, then please tell me. He is the Spirit of Truth. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, come, he will guide you into all things. Everything he shall hear, he shall speak. Revelation from Quran. And he will tell you of things to come. I am the dua of Ibrahim, my father. And I am the glad tidings of Isa. رأت أمي, and my mother saw. Now, whether she saw while she was awake, because in the riwayah of Tabarani, ورأت أمي في منامها, that my mother saw in her dream. الله أعلم. We take it at face value. ورأت أمي حين حملت بي, and my mother saw when she gave birth to me. كأنه خرج منها نور, as if a light came out from her, أضاءت به قصور بصرة, that it illuminated the castles of Busra in Sham, in Syria. Jamaat al-Muslimin, what is the significance of that light? And I end with this verse. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is described, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 16, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. There has come to you from Allah a light. And people like to get so philosophical about this light. This light is quite simple, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Allah has sent a light, نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, and a clear book. So here, the light has been made specifically different from the book. And the light, according to the Mufassirin, is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, what is the purpose of this light? Just for us to be philosophical about? No. Qala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse number 16, يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ. Allah guides with this light those who are seeking His pleasure, those who want to please Allah in everything they do, in everything they say, everywhere they go, each and every single day. Where will Allah guide them? سبل السلام. He'll guide them to the paths of peace, meaning the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And if we follow that guidance, that nur, that light of Muhammad, the guidance of Muhammad, the way of life of Muhammad, the character of Muhammad, the behavior of Muhammad, the demeanor of Muhammad, it will take us out of the darkness of confusion, the darkness of mindlessness and carelessness and heedlessness, into the light of true faith and steadfastness on the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. By His permission, and He will guide them on the straight path of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love that translates into action. Love that translates into concern. Love that translates into a level of consciousness whereby we become the true ambassadors of La ilaha illallah, with the final version, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect us, guide and protect our families, guide and protect us, and keep us in Islam, and keep us in Iman. Save us in these dark and difficult times. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to all that which is pleasing to Him, and keep us from all that which is displeasing to Him. And on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, gather us under the flag of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be entered fi jannati al-na'im. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.